This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 7 says, Jesus made himself nothing. Do you realize how counterintuitive that is? Countercultural it is? We live in the selfie generation and we live in the Facebook generation and we want to make ourselves look good. And Jesus came along and said, made himself nothing. Made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Folks, I've come to the conclusion at this point in my life that everything to do with Christianity has to do with the cross. I mean, you can talk about the Sermon on the Mount, you can talk about what Jesus taught and the miracles. I believe all those things. It's all about the cross. Anything positive in your life is about the cross. Admit it. Anything positive in your marriage is about the cross. Admit it. Anything positive in your relationship with your children, it's connected to the cross. And most people don't get that. Verse 9, therefore God exalted Christ to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you know why the Bible emphasizes confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? Do you know why you need to say it? To keep you and me from believing that we're the Lord. You say, well, nobody believes that. Everybody believes that. I'm convinced that everybody intuitively inside thinks they're the expert on everything, on politics. I'm the expert on this or that. And when you say these words, Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, it's the most humbling thing you do because you take yourself off the throne and you put Christ on the throne. That's an act of humility, to take yourself off the throne and put Christ on the throne. I'm going to close with two stories that touch me deeply. They're powerful stories to me. I don't know if they will be for you. There's a man that I'd love to meet. I never met him. His name is Jim Haynes from Louisiana. Do you know what Jim Haynes has done every Sunday for over 30 years? Some of you would just pass out at the thought. He invites 40 people for dinner every Sunday for over 30 years. Some of you get nervous when your in-laws come over. And he invites 40 people every week, every month, over 30 years. And he has people that help him, and it's just become a custom where he lives, and people even email him, you don't know me, but I've heard about your dinners. Could my wife and I come to your dinner? And Annie and I would love to do that and go have dinner with him. I tell you that story because of one thing he said. He said, I love introducing people to people. Isn't that interesting? I love introducing people to people. And so what he does at these dinners, he introduces all his guests. He memorizes their names. He knows every person that's coming. And then he goes, do you work for your local airbase? Well, here's somebody who works at the base. Do you work for a computer company? Here's a guy that's a computer programmer, and he loves to bring people together. And I thought about that. I love introducing people to Christ. And I don't say that arrogantly, but that's where the hope is. How do you introduce people to Christ? Being a servant. It's pretty hard to introduce people to Christ when you're an arrogant man or an arrogant woman.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.